back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are into a very, very short turnaround here this week. Dennis Colatsis joins us each and every week. We usually do a segment right after the game, then another one before the game, and we let it breathe. And, of course, you can hear Dennis each and every Thursday from 3 until 5, our dearest friend from Coons, Baltimore Ford, over Security Boulevard. And then, of course, on Sundays before the game, Dennis, this is weird, right? I mean, you know, not only this 70 minutes of football on Sunday, but then the quick turnaround and Lamar running 21 times. There's so much to talk about leading up to this, the homecoming for Hollywood and Lamar and the revolution and all of that stuff. But these Thursday night games are just tough. They're weird, and you just try to survive them and you try to win. And so far, so good on the survival side of the Ravens doing what they said couldn't be done, which is come back from double digits down again.
Well, I saw you very active on Twitter Sunday. You were taking some heat for pointing out that Lamar Jackson ran the ball 21 times, and the fact that it's unsustainableness. And I can't believe that he hasn't signed that new contract. If I'm in this circle of influence, and we talked about this in the past, I get him inked right away. That offensive line just can't pass block. Now teams are zoning him up and making them go down the field. And I'm fearful for his health. This is not sustainable, and you were spot on by pointing that out.
Wow. So you listen, man, at some point I'm going to take a deeper dive into why I'm sitting in the press box and not in the stands, and why my wife's not at the games, and how incredibly unhappy I am about that. But these press conferences, I keep thinking to myself, if this were in New York, or if this were in Chicago, or if this were in Philadelphia or Boston or Dallas or anywhere else, the kinds of questions that come. Dennis, if I told you we're going to draft a quarterback and run him to take contact 21 times in a game, you would tell me that that's not a prescription to win a Super Bowl. That's what you would say about Michael Vick or Steve Grogan or Steve Young or Randall Cunningham or Johnny Unitas or even 100 years ago when this is the way they played the game. It's not. And I'm not a killjoy, and it was sort of the last question for both of them, quite frankly, just to let them know I'm in the room and I'm watching, because I'm watching. And if you're watching, I cringe, and I have never gotten over that. And I think Harbaugh's jumped the shark on that somehow after his father and he and his brother have had his brother spent a career trying to avoid contact, because every time he took contact on, it looked like that guy slamming the guy before him, McMahon, down to the ground. Because that's the way the game used to be played. The game only gets played that way when you're a quarterback running around between the hash marks. And I don't think anybody wants to break Lamar in half, but it's a violent game.
Well, looking at this offense right now, it's reminiscent of 1979, watching the Oklahoma Sooners with Thomas Lott running the wishbone with Billy Sims. Unfortunately, though, they don't have Billy Sims. J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards are out for the year. These running backs don't have enough juice. The offensive line is a mess. They can't pass block. All eyes are on Lamar Jackson, and he just can't be the offense. And I really am concerned about his health. I mean, he's taken a lot of hits, a lot of punishment, and they still have a lot of games left. We're at the midpoint of the season, Ness, and you pointed out exactly what's out there, what's correct. He cannot keep running the ball 21 times a game for a quarterback. In this day and age, with the players being so big and so fast and so strong, it's a recipe for disaster. It's just a matter of time before he gets hurt. Now, we're excited that the Ravens came back and won the game. And like you said, not to be a joy kill, but you got to call a spade on what it is. And this is not a good recipe for success going forward for the Baltimore Ravens.
In regard to him passing, and his passing's improved, he's going to get picked off. The ball's going to pop up. The ball's going to pop out. There's going to be – all that's going to happen. I mean, that Anthony Barr play was insane. You know what I mean? Like, there were a couple of plays. Duvernay's catch. That's the reason we pay money and we go out to see all of this stuff. But I would just say this. In regard to the proportion of this and 98 offensive play, I mean – like insane amount of football, and I'm the guy that thinks they should play to the death, right? I'm the Roman gladiator. Why don't we kick field goals or shake hands or play pixie sticks or something to figure out who wins these games? Put the ball on the 35-yard line. There's all of this. Then we argue this in baseball all the time now. But with football, when you have to come back and play on Thursday night, The football gods didn't dream this up. This isn't the way Roselle and Lombardi Sunday at 1 o'clock and, you know, 7 days and my buddy Brian Balding are saying the life of the fruit fly. This is having to go back out and play on Thursday night. This is where player health and where I can be the killjoy in part of this. And we usually don't get a very good brand of football on Thursday night. But Lamar, and I'm just catching on to this, Lamar's got a supernatural aerobic ability. And I remember reading about this with some Caps players in hockey. Players that there's something about him that he's got more energy late in the game than he does at the beginning, and it's probably about being 24 and young and healthy and like in that way, right? Or whatever TB12's teaching Tom, right? But he's fresh at the end of the game. He's fresh in the press conference. I mean, like I saw that in my Dennis. I'm standing 4 feet away from him. I sit in the front row because I do, and nobody. A lot of people are afraid to sit in the front row because they're afraid to ask the tough questions. I didn't have any problem asking him. Hey, Lamar, you got to run it 21 times a week. That's a little too much, you think? I just figured he'd say, "How many times did I run it?" Because I don't think he realizes how many times he runs it.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal athlete, and maybe he's like Secretariat, not to compare him to a horse, but Secretariat had a huge heart. Maybe he's got a genetically large heart that you know prevents him from getting tired. He is the best conditioned athlete on the field. He is mercurial. But now the teams are playing him in a two deep zone. They're making the team methodically work the ball down the field. That's why you saw all of his deep passes went to double coverage, and the one that Mark Andrews dropped should have been a touchdown, but you're going to see more of the same. Teams are going to play that two deep zone, and the Ravens have to counteract it by screen passes, perhaps get Le'Veon Bell involved in the passing game. We saw the quick throws to Hollywood Brown since they were playing 10, 12 yards off of him. But that's the next step for the Ravens as they continue to involve. It's to be patient, because when you single him up, we've seen he can make the deep passes. He's gotten more accurate. So it's just a chess match that's going to evolve over space and time. But they do have to restrict how many times he actually tucks the ball in and takes off. But you know, it's one thing when it's a design play in this, but he's also taken off when the pocket's breaking down, which is occurring with great, great frequency.
Yeah, I mean, if the prickly side of me, if I were writing Dear John letters out on the internet right now in regard to him, I care. I want them to win the Super Bowl. I don't think they can win the Super Bowl if he gets broken. And I don't, you know what I mean? And to say we're going to do everything we're going to do to beat the Vikings, I get all of that. But at some point, dude needs some help. He's the best player in the field. There's no doubt about that. This is because I care a lot, not because I care a little. And to your point, he's seeking contact in a way that they need to rein him in a little bit. I mean, he's not running out of bounds anymore. He's not look sliding. He's not dirting the ball. He's running between the tackles and having guys three and four up him and bring him to the ground. And that's happening. It used to happen 8 times a game. It's happening 15 now, and it's too much.
Yeah, it's way too much. But that's up to Greg Roman to figure out a way to get the ball quickly out of his hand and to compensate. You know these teams are going to continue playing zone. They're not going to play man-to-man on our receivers. Our receivers have gotten better. Devin Duvernay and Rashad Bateman, you get back Sammy Watkins. You've got Hollywood Brown. You got Mark Andrews. You've got to play
You might
zone.
Have Nick Boyle.
You might have Nick Boyle. But Nick Boyle will also, in turn, help the running game, which I think is the key to this season. They've got to be able to run that ball effectively. Le'Veon Bell flashed a little bit better than we've seen him in past games. Devontae Freeman looks a lot better, too. Looks the part of a bowling ball. He really fits the scheme real, real well. And hopefully they get back Latavius Murray. And they gave Tyson Williams a couple of carries. But I think the fortune of this team moving forward into the playoffs and having a successful run towards the Super Bowl will hinge on their ability to run the ball, not by Lamar Jackson, but by the complementary pieces they have around him.
Dennis Colatos is here. If you're on our WNST tech service, you know all about our friends at Coons Baltimore Ford over at Security Boulevard and selling cars, doing things, going to Miami, coming. You know, we got a long 10 days after this, and here's where the leadership comes in. And I know you and I have talked a lot about leadership. I saw them bring Josh Bynes into the room, right? And Josh takes one look at me and sees my hair, and apparently my hair was the rage in the post game with Justin Tucker, amongst others. But Josh had hair before me, so I was going to have some fun with him. But he came in, and I said, does this all look familiar? He came in. I remember the first time he stood on the podium as a very, very young player, undrafted, in front of people, making an impact. You know, I had him out doing the show before the Super Bowl that year as a young guy, Auburn guy in an Alabama program with Ozzie and all that stuff. And then he goes on life's journey and comes back and helps in a really, really key way. And, you know, we did a show with him a couple years ago when he's back. Then he disappears again. Then he comes back again. Now he's back as this sort of Yoda, sage guy, the calm guy. Joe Flacco was the calm guy. I don't know that Lamar's the calm guy. Feels like Hollywood's the calmer one out of the two of them. But the calming part of this is you're 6-2. Got to go play football again in a day and a half. And this is really, and I'm not here to kiss Harbaugh's ass at all. This is where Harbaugh really comes into really being good at this. And I think surrounding themselves, Calais Campbell, Jimmy Smith, Pernell McPhee, Villanueva, Zeitler. And this, in addition to Hollywood, Lamar, Andrews, not Patrick Queen yet, but that other Marlon Humphrey, that class of guys that's now third year, fourth year, got their feelings hurt by the Titans, got their feelings hurt by the Bills, got their feelings hurt by the Chargers because they've been here a couple of years, got their feelings hurt a lot by the Chiefs before finally slaying the Dragon, that they're coming back from double digits down now. And this is about Wink and Greg Roman and James Urban and relationship and you having endured snowstorms and tragedies and issues with your staff and plagues. Yeah, I'm looking for my Maryland Lottery mask here. But leadership right now, this is a game. They should go down and win this game because they've been preparing for it. Pernell McPhee with a handful of snaps. Jimmy Smith. They're ready to go down there with some fresh bodies, I think, after 98 snaps on offense. And I think they're going to manage their way through this thing on Thursday night.
They lost Deshaun Elliott for the season, right? Torn bicep muscle. He was a big key of what they do. They've added Justin Houston, a player we didn't mention, a veteran hoping to get to a Super Bowl and win one. Josh Bynes, you brought him up, was the best player on defense in the game against the Vikings. And Patrick Queen was the second best player. He really played well, and credit Rob Ryan for moving him to outside linebacker to take advantage of his speed and his instincts and whatnot. But there were, you talk about the veteran and the young buck. I think they complement each other real, real well. And you have to have faith in the organization, the franchise. John Harbaugh, warts and all, is a phenomenal coach, and he'll have this team ready to beat the Dolphins because the Dolphins, they're not a good team. They're going nowhere. Tua is not the answer at quarterback, and it should be a home game for the Ravens. I expect the Ravens travel real well, and no better place to be than in Miami this time of the year.
You know, watching John on the sidelines during the fourth quarter of the game, you're right, when they were getting their ass kicked and getting it handed to them and then back, and then they let him back in, like the whole deal that, you know, all of that was, we got our ass kicked 2 weeks ago. For 2 weeks, we've planned this mini little season. It's a mini little season, 96 hours, two games, and then we get 10 days off, right? We got to win them both. We got to win both of these games. How are we going to do that? It feels to me like, you remember Rocky 1? Rocky 2 was the better fight. Do you remember that one, right?
Yes.
Rocky 2 was, you know, all of that, right? The Rocky 2 was this Vikings game. Like, they lost the game once. They had to come back. Then they lost it. It was like the Raiders game or like the Colts game. The back, the forth, the emotions, the up, the down. But more than that, the quarterback got that snot kicked out of him, right? They lost their safety. Now they got to come back and play. But I think Harbaugh thinks we're kind of built for this, to your point. Tyson Williams might be the guy getting the ball 23 times on Thursday night because that's the way it's going to have to go. And maybe this is when they unearth one of these Watkins, defensively. You know, I don't think Wolf's coming back. I mean, it starts to feel like you're hanging on for these guys. But trying to find snaps and trying to say, yeah, they're 2-7. They're no good. Their quarterback's got a bad finger, like all of that. But you better not find yourself in a 17-13 rainstorm you know, down there in the fourth quarter trying to figure it out and slop around again and waiting on Tucker to kick the ball 60 yards. That you might wind up being that. But and if they do, they know how to survive it. But they better get on the plane late Thursday night winning somehow, some way. And this is one of those nobody cares, work harder, you know, whatever his slogan is at this point. Just get on the plane happy. That's all. Because these 10 days leading up, they got a hell of a hill ahead. I mean, I looked at my tickets. I'm like Rams, Steelers, Browns, you know, I'm Browns again, Steelers again, you know, like the rest of the year, every week is going to be, they're coming at you from 5-4 and 4-5, and you're trying to say we're 8-2, but don't let them catch us.
Well, they've had two relatively complete games, Nestor, the game against the Chargers and the game against the Broncos. The rest of the games have been very much a coin flip. In Sunday's games against the Vikings, they're down 17-10 at the half, and then a kid from the Vikings takes the ball, and now they're down 24-10. They were getting outplayed in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, and you can even throw in coaching, right? So they can't keep doing these things, getting themselves in the hole. Yes, they've proven they can come back, but I like when they play ahead. I don't like them coming from behind. I like, you know, this is not good for the ticker. I mean, they're very excited to watch, and I mean, they're the cardiac kids. I go back to the Cardinals. That was their moniker, you know, 2-3 decades ago, but they're the current, the modern-day cardiac kids, overtime games. Crazy things happen, and when things they're on the brink of disaster, they figure out a way how to win, which is just amazing. Can't believe they're 6-2, haven't been what they've been through.
You know, it's been hard for me to sit down, you know, because of the situation I have with my spine and whatnot. So I'm doing rehab, doing PT, doing all these stretching exercises and stuff. And like standing still hurts, but pacing's good, right? So I take a walk at halftime to see my friend Steve DeCastro up in his box and get a little bit of food and say hello to some friends and try to set up a crab cake tour, Pikesville or Pier 5. You know, Steve, where are we doing it? By the way, I'm set up for Conrad's now on Black Friday. We're going to do it up in Abingdon. I don't even know the folks at Conrad's, never met them, although I have visited their taco stand on Joppa Road for some fish tacos, shrimp tacos. I've been by Dr. Steve's around the corner. I wind up there a minute too long because I get recognized, this, that, you know, whatever, and the television's on, and the kid runs the ball back, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm having a little shrimp cocktail, and I'm like, what's going on here? Then John Ogden comes in, and then he and I are like, hey, let's watch the game. So I'm watching the third quarter with John Ogden, and things were very bleak in the 8 minutes that I sat and watched with John Ogden, but the one thing they did was run the ball, right? And ran plays, a lot of running, to your point, taking what the defense gives them, which is enough to get 10 yards every four, and they take all four plays, you know? Doesn't matter where they are on the field, they're going to run four plays to get their 10 yards, and they're going to extend these 18-play drives. Just, it's a different kind of football. It really, really is. And when that special teams breakdown happens, you wind up having to go play 10 extra minutes of football. And that drives John crazy.
Well, it drives everybody crazy, but in a good way, right? I didn't realize we witnessed one of the three straight scoring drives. And one of those was the longest scoring drive they had in 20 years. They're making history. They're a lot of fun to watch. They're frustrating as hell. But you know what? My goodness gracious, they are so much fun. Must be the most fun team to watch in the NFL. It's great to be a Baltimore Ravens fan today. It really is.
Well, I felt my years in seeing John Ogden, right? Because John and I had a frank conversation about things for a little while, and seeing him and just being there at the beginning and all these years later. And I swear, Dennis, it's almost like you know, ESPN or ESP, but in the second quarter, I still can't carry my computer. I tried to carry my computer 8 blocks. I picked it up and I'm like, I literally carried it back up and I worked on my phone all day. I just decided, don't need my computer. But I was on my phone during one of the timeouts and three different people on my Facebook popped up with a picture with John Ogden. And, you know, John's the gentle giant, and I just want to give John a little bit of love here because John was the original Raven. John did my show. John came to the barn every year. Some years he came two or three times because he had fun. He liked it. He liked crabs. He liked me. He liked being out. He liked fans. He didn't mind being famous. He didn't mind being the biggest, the Andre the Giant in the room and all of that stuff. I mean, one time I walked into Hooters before a game. He showed up for my show and said, hey, I just came for the Alaskan Crab Claws. It was before a Cleveland playoff game back in 90s. He didn't know anybody in town. John's just one of my favorite people. I mean, I talk about how much I like Joe and Brooks Robinson. And I mean, John's got no statue, right? I mean, I don't think, right? So John is a statue. So I see all these pictures of John Ogden. And I'm thinking, I swear, I started the tweet. But it's such a pain in the butt tweet. And you said I tweeted a lot during the game. I mean, every tweet's, I hate the glass. I need to get flip phone back. That's another story altogether, Steve Jobs. But I think to tweet, has every person in the city taken a picture with John Ogden? We're like getting up on that. Everybody's got a Cal autograph or a Brooks story. John has become, and Wendy runs him around, and he's doing banks, and he's doing beer, and he's Gebco dancing for crying out, whatever he's doing. John's special, and I spend a little time with him real time. Like, we're friends. Sometimes we've gotten together in Vegas and had breakfast together. It just was one of those magnanimous. I almost tweeted about everybody having a picture with John, and then I run into him. And meanwhile, he's eating because we're in a – and I'm like, I'm not taking a picture with you. And then he insisted, and he put his picture ring down and all that stuff on me. John's a gem, and this franchise has such legacy in that way. You have a picture with John, right?
I have several pictures with John Ogden. I've hung out with him. He was the neighbor of one of my best friends here for many, many years. So I've had contact with him, seen him at many events, and always very gracious, just a first-class individual, and willing to take a picture with almost anyone at any time. Gentle giant he is, and what a great pick it was by Ozzie Newsome, right? The first pick of this fantastic franchise.
I kept running into Ozzie on Sunday, too. I kept running into Dick Cass. And, you know, I haven't been out in a month. I can't even walk, you know what I mean? But I kept running into people.
And about Willis McGahee coming out, out of the tunnel? And, you know, once a Raven, always a Raven. You hear that about other teams, but with this team, it's very true. And I thought it was very telling that Anquan Boldin retired a Raven. I thought he would retire a Cardinal. But, you know, that shows you all you need to know about the class of this organization.
We sat with Anquan at the Super Bowl in Miami, you know, the last one we did 2 years ago, had an unbelievable, you know, half an hour with him. McGahee, you know, I didn't know Willis well, and I was at a couple of events that he did. My Willis McGahee memory is that Dallas Cowboy game. You remember the Christmas game when he ran?
Him and McClain with the twin 80-yard touchdown romps.
The sweater, right, in the old building, right?
Oh, my God, it was crazy.
I actually went to that game with Eric DaCosta and his wife, Lacey, right? So my wife and I, we went over to that game, and they were our transportation. And that night after the game, this is in the early era of me doing video in the locker room after the game, and it had this little elf, digital elf, that got video up for our crew, and you were a sponsor. It's probably 2008, right? 8, 9, somewhere in there, right? And I held the camera too close to Willis. And, you know, Willis is like Heisman-y and Miami and a star Buffalo and, you know, was always perceived as being a malcontent in Buffalo and tough on the media and this and that and whatever. And I didn't want to get off on the wrong foot. He was a star of the game. But I think I did hold the camera too close. So if I ever ran into Willis at like an old-timer event, or if I saw him and he saw me, I would apologize to him, because I was wrong. I mean, it was a little, and I feel bad about it. And it's been 13 years, and I've never even admitted it. This is a behind the scenes. I'm giving you how the sausage is made. But I've always regretted that with Willis, that I was too close with the camera.
Oh, he had a decent career with the Ravens, and I remember that game, and also remember that no good Ryan Clark spearing him in the chest and knocking him out of the game too. So he's a warrior. He had a great career and
unbelievable college player. Unbelievable.
He came back from a horrific ACL. Number one draft pick for the Buffalo Bills, but again, a terrific player, and it was great to see him coming out of the tunnel. Really got the. It seemed like he really got the crowd fired up.
Dan, I hope you have good travels and sell lots of cars here this week. Anything going on? We got Black Friday sales before Black Friday. Any of that I should be?
Well, we actually have veterans. We have a huge Veterans Day sale, and again, it's a goes on the entire week. And
do I have to be a veteran? Because I'm not, but I know some.
You don't have to be a veteran, but okay. You can get the veteran type savings, 0% for 60 months on Ford F-150s. We got the all new Bronco, got the big Bronco, the small Bronco, got the Maverick, the all new Ford Maverick again, which is a small pickup truck. So we have fantastic product. There's no better franchise than Ford Motor Company.
No, no, Maverick is a pickup truck.
It's a pickup truck. That used to be a car. I used to go to high school in one of those.
That's what I was going to say. When you said that, I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on, listening. I do listen to my guests, you know, sometimes.
That's right.
But my wife, it keeps eyeing up that little sport Bronco. I mean, every time she sees that go by in some color, she wonders if that's champagne or if that's silver or what that is. But I will get on that. Dan, rest up. We got radio this week. Dan will be here 3 to 5 on Thursday before the game. And then again, of course, on Sunday, red zone, babies.
Love it.
Hopefully red zoning at 7-2 and not 6-3. Dennis Galazzo's can be found on Thursdays. And of course, our tech service as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.